from Panther Field on the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther. It is NCAA Division II playoff football, as today the champions of the GLIAC, the Ohio Dominican Panthers, ranked 7th in the country and a record of 10-0, will take on the West Texas A&M Buffaloes, ranked 19th in the country out of the Lone Star Conference. Hi again, everybody, alongside Matt Natale. This is Todd Bell. Charlie Danis will be back at the studios all day long updating us on games around the country, specifically games in NCAA Division II playoff action, and more importantly, the game that's going on in Pueblo in about an hour between Grand Valley State and CSU Pueblo. The Buffaloes of West Texas A&M, 7th playoff appearance, 7-6 in those playoff games. They've all occurred over the course of the last 9 years. They are coming off a playoff win last week over the University of Indianapolis by the score of 27-14. The Panthers, as they take the field in front of us, had the week off last week, earning a first-round bye as they were the number 2 seed in Super Region 4, coming off the victory 40-13 in Week 10 against the Malone Pioneers. The coaches today are Bill Conley for Ohio Dominican, 1972 graduate of the Ohio State University in his fourth season with a record of 27-15. And for West Texas A&M, it is interim coach Eric Nesbitt, a 95 graduate of New Mexico in his first year as a head coach with a record of 10-2. He took over this program on August 23rd after the previous head coach was dismissed over NCAA violation. Panthers, the home team in the black uniforms with the yellow numerals and white trim, the flat black headgear with the yellow D-paw on the side. The Buffaloes in the traveling white uniforms with burgundy numerals trimmed in black with burgundy on the sleeve, the burgundy helmet with a white WT on the side of the helmet. The Panthers won the toss. They deferred to the second half, so they will be kicking off. And we're going to get a taste of that offense that we're going to see out of West Texas A&M here today. The winner of this game will play next Saturday afternoon, and they will play the winner of Grand Valley State and CSU Pueblo. If CSU Pueblo wins, the game will be played there. If Grand Valley State wins, well, if the Panthers win, it'll be here. Exactly. If Grand Valley State wins and West Texas wins, it'll be at Grand Valley State. Brent Wally to our right, first team All-GLIAC kicker, has the ball teed up. Thanks for being with us. Second round, NCAA playoff football is underway as he sends it end over end back to the goal line where it'll be fielded by Nathan Slaughter. He fumbles it around, tries to go to his left, cut back at the 5, finds a little bit of room and out to the 10-yard line. And great kick coverage by Ohio Dominican facing one of the best kick return teams in the country. Dustin Vaughn, player of the year in the Lone Star Conference and captain out of Corpus Christi, Texas, completing 66% of his 567 passes for 4,588 yards and 45 touchdowns. He's only thrown 6 interceptions on the season, so he knows which team he's throwing the ball to. They will line up with 2 receivers over here to the near side, 1 to the left. They will go H-back left, and in the backfield, it's Aaron Harris, a senior running back. First down and 10, West Texas left to right from their own 10-yard line. They will send Jackson in motion to make it 3 receivers right and 1 to the left, and now Vaughn checking out of the play, and with 3 on the play clock, hands it off to Harris. Off the right side, room over the 15, and out to the 20, and that'll be a gain of 10 on first down for Aaron Harris, who averages 6 yards per carry, 766 yards rushing on the season, and 11 touchdowns on the year. A week ago, he had only 10 carries for 50, or I beg your pardon, he had 13 carries for 59 yards. First down run for Aaron Harris.
Yeah, Todd, interesting to see them run the ball on first down when we see all these passing numbers that West Texas A&M is putting up. Maybe a little bit of a diversion or decoy here on the first play of the game.
They'll bunch 2 receivers to each side now for Vaughn on first down from the 20-yard line. Takes a snap, steps up, throws over here to the right. Pass is going to be caught by Jace Jackson, rolling at the 25-yard line. Cody Culbertson got some good pressure that time on Vaughn and forced him to throw short. Jackson with his first catch, averaging over 10 per catch on the season. Anthony Johnson's the guy over on the right side. And then Torrance Allen, 15 catches a week ago. We'll keep our eye on him. Nathan Slaughter also will be out there at a wide receiver position. Gain of 5 on first down for Vaughn and the Buffaloes. Out of the pistol formation, takes the snap. Panthers rush five. He steps up, throws down the middle, looking for the receiver Allen, and it's incomplete, just past him. And Daquan Harris was step for step with the coverage. It'll be third down and five.
Yeah, you just mentioned Torrance Allen, 15 catches, 146 yards, and a touchdown, all in last week's game against Indianapolis. I think the entire stadium held their collective breath on that pass. They were going for the home run ball right off the bat and just overshot him a little bit.
Panther crowd comes to their feet below. On third down this year, West Texas A&M was 48%. Panthers defensively allowed 37%. Third and five, Slaughter is a motion man. Now he'll line up with two H-backs. They play action pass. Rolling out, they throw to Slaughter, who drops the ball. He was wide open at the 30-yard line. Boy, nice little play design for West Texas A&M, but Slaughter couldn't hang on, and after picking up one first down, the punting unit will come out.
Yeah, we'll kind of like a little play action bootleg type of thing, and unfortunately, our defense kind of bit on it, and it was West Texas A&M's fault on that one for dropping the ball, and that would have been more than a first down.
Kevin Van Boris is their punter. He averages 45 per kick with a long of 72 this year. Panthers have 10 at the line of scrimmage. They come after it and come short. Justin Bell will catch it back at his own 31-yard line. He'll move forward, ran into Austin Osborne, and then was tackled back at the 34. So the Panther offense, whoa, and a little pushing and shoving after the play. Officials get in and clear everything up with no flags thrown. And it'll be Ohio Dominican football out at the 35-yard line. Panther offense will come out onto the field for the first time, led by junior quarterback Mark Miller out of Cincinnati Elder. Honorable mention all-conference, completing 68% of his passes for 2,400 yards, 21 touchdowns, and also only six interceptions on the season. Panthers without receiver Dez Stewart today. He will not dress or be available, so Casey Williams will get the start in his spot, junior out of Tri-Valley. Mark Nichols opens up as the back out of the eye on first down. It'll be Miller out of the pistol, I guess I should say, and they'll hand to Nichols. He'll move up into the hole and be slowed down right at the line of scrimmage on first down. Nichols, senior from Newark Catholic, averaging almost 6 yards a carry. 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns this year for the Panther, as ODU had two with over 1,000 on the year. The receivers will be Ronald McLeod, Abe Johnson, and again Casey Williams, with Nate Weeks opening up as the H-back. On second down out of the pistol, stretch handoff left side for Nichols. He'll get to the 35, broke a tackle, 40, 45 midfield and out of bounds. Ran over a defensive back on the boundary, and that'll be a pickup of 15, almost 20, and a first down as Ethan Morris, sophomore safety, went for a little ride right there.
Yeah, great job by the left side of that offensive line, Todd, with Jared Howard and Perrin Cunningham. Nate Weeks even out there on tight end opening things up for Nichols.
First down and 10 from the West Texas 47-yard line. Out of the pistol. Panthers going right to left, opening possession for them. Play action pass. Rolling right, Miller throws to a wide open Nate Weeks. 45-40, first down, 35-30. Down the sideline and out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Pickup of 22 for senior captain Nate Weeks.
Yeah, nice job by the offense there, doing a little play action and a little bootleg out to the right. Nate Weeks couldn't have gotten more wide open. Got the catch and reeled it in and got a lot of extra yards there. And we're marching in on the red zone here already, Todd.
13th catch of the season for Weeks. First down and 10 from the West Texas 24. And it's Mark Nichols off to the right side. Stumbled down at around the 22-yard line. Had a little bit of a hole, but kind of got knocked off balance. And will be down after a gain of a couple. Michael Kelke, sophomore center for the Panthers. Perrin Cunningham is over there at the left guard with Ben Cofer getting the start on the right side. Jared Howard, left tackle. Jake Brandt on the right tackle, making his 43rd start, anchoring the line for ODU. Second and 9 from the 23-yard line. Out of the pistol formation. It'll be Miller with Nichols right behind him, takes the snap, rolls this way with time, throws on the run to Abe Johnson with the catch at the 5-yard line and down right there. Good throw and a rolling catch for Abe Johnson, his 55th reception of the season. It'll be first and goal.
Yeah, Miller was going Abe Johnson the whole way there out of the slot. He ran up and then ran a little out route and got open, and Mark Miller hit him right on the run to get down to the 5-yard line.
From the 5, first down, it's Nichols sweeping left. Oh, hit in the backfield, but gets forward to the 4-yard line. Great effort is Curtis Slater, the defensive back of the year in the Lone Star Conference. Boy, he met Mark Nichols behind the line of scrimmage, and Mark kind of won that battle getting to the 4-yard line.
Yeah, big back Mark Nichols is, and it looked like that play was dead in the water as soon as the snap went off and he got the ball, but was able to muscle through there and get at least 1 yard out of it.
Johnson and McLeod right, Williams left. Nichols will line up to the left of Mark Miller on second and goal from the four. Johnson comes in motion, play fake to him. Miller up into the hole, sniffing towards the goal line. He'll be short by a couple, and it'll be third down and two. Mark Miller without a rushing touchdown throughout the season. He had a half dozen or so last year. Almost got his first there. It'll be third and goal from the three-yard line.
Yeah, but there's been a couple instances this season that we've seen him be real effective as a runner, and usually it's in situations where you don't expect him to run, and that's just good coaching and good play calling for our Panthers coaching staff.
Panthers 85% in the red zone this year. 41 scores, 27 touchdowns. Big play here on third and goal from the three. Play clock at six. McLeod comes in motion. A bunch formation now at the line of scrimmage. It'll be a play action pass. Rolling to the right. In the back of the end zone. Wide open. And a rolling touchdown for Jared Butler. Could not have been more open in the back of the end zone, and Mark Miller knew he was going to be open. He threw it with almost not even looking, and it's 6-0 ODU.
How about that, Todd? What a time to get first touchdown of the season for Jared Butler, 6'5", 230-pound sophomore out of Bucyrus-Winford. And you had a couple guys running out there on the bootleg, had Nate Weeks, and saw Butler wide open in the back of the end zone and hit him on the run, and Panthers have an early lead.
Brett Wally out to try the extra point. Tyler Hayes will snap. Mikey Snyder puts it down, and the kick is over Panther Parkway, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 10:39 to play, first quarter. It is Ohio Dominican 7, West Texas A&M nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
This is Charlie Dance back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A score update from Super Regional 1. The 3-seed Westchester taking on the 2-seed Bloomsburg. And right now these teams are knotted at 17 as they have 17 seconds to go in the second quarter. The guy that's been having the good game so far has been Bloomberg's running back Franklin Quite, who has 12 carries for 165 yards and 2 touchdowns. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
On the scoring drive for Ohio Dominican, 8 plays, 65 yards in 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Jared Butler with his first collegiate touchdown reception of 3 yards. And Mark Miller, 3 of 3 for 44 yards on the opening possession. Panthers convert on a third down, which throughout the middle portion of the year had gotten to be a little bit of an issue for ODU. But, boy, right there, an impressive opening drive. What we talked about during the pregame, Grand Valley, Finley, the big key games this year. ODU came right out, opening possession, and went right down the field and scored, and they did here.
Yeah, they came out, and they didn't look like they were intimidated at all on this big stage. And, you know, the thing that I think really set that up was getting the stop on defense on the opening series of the game. And they just went out there and took care of their own business and played their own game and got in the end zone.
And Wally will pooch kick it this time. A shorter kick, Jaron Roan will take it at the 25-yard line, hurdles his way over the 30 and out near the 33-yard line. So after kicking it deep the first time, they go more of the pooch route this time. And the Panther defense will come back out onto the field, and they have a 7-0 advantage. This Panther defense that comes in. In total points, 11th in the country. They led the conference in total offense, giving up only 350 yards per game. And a team, Matt, that had 38 sacks, one of the best in the country in sacking the quarterback, fourth overall. And let's see if they can now get some pressure on quarterback Dustin Vaughn. West Texas takes over at their own 33-yard line, first down and 10. And on first down, they'll throw out to the left, little bubble screen. Torrance Allen the catch, Panthers swarming, and a short gain on the play of about 4. And we did see them throw a deep ball in their first possession, Matt, but after watching their game last week against UIndy, we see a lot of this, a lot of the similar type passes that we saw Ohio Dominican throughout the year.
Yeah, there's a lot of the, when you look at Mark Miller, our quarterback's completion percentage, a lot of that is because they throw these short little high percentage passes out to the right and left, and Dustin Vaughn likes to do that here for West Texas A&M as well.
Hand off Harris, and he'll work his way over the 42 near the 43, which is right at the first down marker. So Aaron Harris with a carry. And I think, again, we're going to see some token running here today. Mm-hmm. It'll be up to the Panthers just to not give up a big play. You know, okay, so you give up 4 or 5 yards on the running plays. It's that deep ball that you got to guard against here today.
Yeah, and just getting pressure on Vaughn. And we've seen Sidney Omame and DeAndre Harrison last time out against Malone just be living in the backfield, and that's kind of what they need to do today to get Vaughn out of his rhythm.
From the 43, first down and 10. Vaughn, empty backfield, steps up with time, throws left, finds Allen to catch at the Panther 45, and down to the 38-yard line. That was too much time that time for Dustin Vaughn, easily able to find an open Allen on the far sideline.
Yeah, nice protection by the offensive line there for A&M. They measure up at 6'4", 6'5", 6'2", at center, 6'4", and 6'4". So they were able to get good protection on him and get the receivers open. He was able to step up into the pocket and get the big first down.
From the Ohio Dominican 37-yard line, ODU leads 7-0 with 9:25 to play here in the first half. And a little jet toss forward to Torrence Allen. He's out to the 40 and flips down and back at the line of scrimmage. And credit Cody Culbertson. He was the one who really blew that play up and forced Allen to continue to go laterally. Never gave him a chance to turn upfield. When he did, he slipped and fell for a loss of one.
Yeah, Cody Culbertson has kind of been the cog there on defense this season with his play. First team all conference and out there playing despite injuries this season and just no regard for his personal safety or protection.
Or anybody around him for that matter.
Exactly.
Second down, back ball back at the 38. Harris will vacate the backfield, so they'll have four to the left, tight end right. Vaughn, pressure from Omame up front. Now is sucked back at the 50-yard line. They got him. Omame got there first. Mason Sawicki was there next, and the Panthers get a big sack. Also throw in Paul Wesselhoff. Huge loss. Back to the 50-yard line, a loss of 12.
Yeah, credit Omame there first, and Mason Sawicki, freshman of the year in the GLIAC conference, and was there to get the cleanup on the sack. And now West Texas A&M is kind of in a pickle here, third down, and about a mile, and this is exactly what we wanted to see out of this defense, was getting the pressure on Vaughn.
And Matt, the play clock is at 6. It's at 5. Vaughn just now settling. It's at 2. They don't get the play off in time. Delay a game against West Texas A&M. They had no idea how much time was left on the play clock.
Vaughn sent the guy in motion with about 2 seconds left. He didn't even see it. And it's the clock is operable, obviously, because we could see it. And
a lot of time
back 5 more yards.
After a sack, it takes everybody a while to get oriented again and get back to the line of scrimmage. Ball back to the 45. They need to get to the Panther 26. So it is, 24 and 5, 29, 29. A little bubble screen. Warren Shields misses the tackle. 50-yard line to the 45 into the Panther 40.
Fumble.
And maybe not. Down at the 41-yard line is Anthony Johnson. They get a big chunk of it back, but it'll be fourth and about 14, and the punting unit will have to come out of the field. Panthers will lose some field position, but they went bubble screen, and boy, if Warren Shields could have hung on, he was kind of being blocked as he was trying to make the tackle. But the Panthers get another stop and should get the ball back here.
Yeah, it looked like the ball squirted out there towards the end of the play, but they had already called it dead, apparently, and kind of a tough punt here for West Texas A&M. They got to be careful to try to not get it out into the end zone so that we get it out on the touchback. It'll be interesting to see how they play this one.
Van Voorhis will take it, sends it skyward into a breeze, and it's going to bounce near the 2 and check up right there. Boy, that ended up working out. It'll be down to the 7. What was interesting looking at things this week as we head to our timeout was the fact that he had 9 touchbacks on the season, almost had one there. Timeout on the field. 6:49 to play, first half. It is Ohio Dominican 7, West Texas nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Dennis from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Another score update from Super Regional 1. They are just about to start the third quarter, but still no score between Winston-Salem and number one seed Shepherd. These teams only combined for 116 yards of total offense. The offenses haven't been able to break through, apparently, in that affair. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Thank you very much. As the Ohio Dominican will be taking over at their own 8-yard line here, leading by a score of 7-0. And Matt, very important to get a sack on that last possession to know that you can get some pressure on Dustin Vaughn. You can get around the lineman, and to have Sidney Omame and DeAndre Harrison, the way they have played all year long, to get an early sack, get them some confidence.
Yeah, not only that is we get the big sack, and right after that, West Texas A&M got the delay of game. So that kind of threw them out of their rhythm. And when you have a team that likes to throw a ball around a lot like they do, it's really important to get them out of their rhythm, and they certainly accomplished that on that last series.
So on first down, a little bit of a unique setup. Ball back here at the 8-yard line. And the Panthers toying with West Texas. They had Mark Miller lined up at wide receiver and Ronald McLeod at quarterback. But we're back to normalcy here, and Abe Johnson will come in motion. They'll give it to him on a jet sweep to the near side. Cuts upfield to the 10, and he'll pick up a couple. Here's where the Panthers, they'd love to get a first down. They want to take care of the football here, most importantly, backed up in their own end. You don't want to cause a mistake. And, Matt, you know, no cliches down on the field before the game. Wow, the battle of the turnovers. Yep. They make a difference. Neither of these teams turn the ball over. They're the best in the country at not giving it away. Mm-hmm. So don't expect to see turnovers here today. Second down and 7 after Abe Johnson picked up 3. Mark Nichols will line up behind Miller out of the pistol formation. Couple of hard counts. Nobody jumped. Now with 14 still on the play clock, Mark takes it, going to throw over here to the near side. Casey Williams comes back, makes the catch at the 25-yard line. Gain of 16 and a first down. And, boy, they were real physical there with Casey Williams, but he was even more physical coming back to make that catch.
Yeah,
first down.
Yeah, he made the nice adjustment, and I think some of the fans are looking for a pass interference on that one.
On first down, Nichols sweeping left. Spins in the hole, hit at the 25 and down at the 26-yard line. That'll be a gain of a couple for Mark Nichols on first down. Panthers were able to drive down their field on their opening possession. Scored on a third down and a goal scenario from inside the 5. Now they've taken over at their own 10. 5:45 to play here in the first quarter. And we've got movement against Ohio Dominican. And then a little extracurriculars as Ethan Westbrook came charging through the line and upended one of the Panther linemen there. So the false start here against ODU. Panthers average about 58 yards a game in penalties. West Texas A&M, one of the most penalized teams in the country. They were next to last, but they only had 5 last week against Indianapolis. So it'll be second down and 12 now for ODU, and they'll give it to Nichols again, and he's up into the hole, and he'll fight his way over the 25 to the 26-yard line. Kyle Voss, a senior linebacker out of Belton, Texas, will make the tackle. He averages almost 8 per ball game, and it'll be third down at about 8 now for ODU. Belton. I wanted to
heard
get that out.
Name before, huh?
I wanted to get Belton out before you had a chance today. Ruin all my fun. Third down and 8 now for ODU. They need the 34. Play action pass. Weeks is wide open again. 30, 35, 40. Easily picking up the first down. Still rumbling out of bounds over at the West Texas 47-yard line. 19 yards. And, boy, after 2 catches, Nate Weeks is having a career day.
Well, that was the exact same play we saw in the opening series to get a nice catch and run after the catch and get a lot of yards. And nice job by the offense after the false start getting the first down.
And it's back to Nichols. Room to the left. 45. Cuts to the outside. Lowers his shoulder and down at the 48. They actually spotted Weeks back at the 44 where he stepped out of bounds. So that ends up being a gain of 4 on the play. Kind of keep your eye, partner, on those defensive linemen for West Texas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little chippiness going on after some plays. Hopefully the Panthers will keep their composure here today. Second down and 6 coming up as the tempo offense of ODU is in gear. Ball left, hash mark, and Mark Miller to throw. Rolls to his right, downfield for Abe Johnson, and it's overthrown and incomplete, and that's probably good because Dwight Morrison, senior corner out of Dallas, had a lot of good, had some pretty good coverage that time. Mm-hmm. And it'll be 3rd and 6 now for ODU.
You know, interestingly, Todd, of course, it's only been the second offensive series the Panthers have had, and we have yet to see Brandon Schoen. We talked about it earlier in the pregame about how he's got that cast on his hand with the broken thumb. It's been all Mark Nichols so far.
And Nichols will line up at a slot left. Empty backfield on third down and six. ODU needs the 46 for a first. Set up a screen over here to Casey Williams, but that is read perfectly by Voss, and Williams is going to lose a yard. Boy, Kyle Voss came flashing out of nowhere, read that perfectly, and the Panthers, after picking up a couple of first downs, which is really key right there because they started at their own 10, will now have to punt the football away for the first time.
For the first time, we'll see Mikey Schneider out here booting the ball away, and I think you're right, Todd. That was the key to that drive, is to get the ball out to midfield, give them a little bit of breathing room on defense. Of course, we would have liked to march down the field right again, but starting out on our own 7, that's all you can hope for.
Snyder gets it away. It's a wobbler looking up into the sun, and making the fair catch is Jeremy Watson, and he is back inside his own 20-yard line, and right there is where West Texas A&M will take over for the third time today. 3:34 to play here in our first quarter of action, as Ohio Dominican hosting its first ever NCAA Division II playoff game. On November 24th, 2007, Ohio Dominican played its last playoff game, and it was much like today, about 39 degrees. Mm-hmm. There were some flurries in the air on that day, and it came up short for ODU, who is 1-1 all time in playoff games. Again, those were at the NAIA level, but today coming out here with a great atmosphere, great attitude, and had a real good conversation with Wayne State head coach Paul Winters, who is on the NCAA committee and is here today helping run the operations for today's game. So it's interesting to have a conference foe Coach Winters here. But really enjoyed talking with him in the parking lot before the game here today, and he had nothing but good things to say about Ohio Dominican and their chances going into this game here today against West Texas.
Yeah, I mean, the Panthers certainly have earned conference respect. That's just the fourth year in the conference, and being able to go undefeated, in fact, going 8-3 last year with only losses to Hillsdale, Grand Valley, and Ashland, I think they earned a little bit of respect, and we were able to come back this year and win those three games and go undefeated and make the playoffs and be outright GLIAC champs. You're certainly going to earn the respect of other coaches and teams in the conference, and you're right, they just from top to bottom have nothing but respect for this program right now and Coach Conley and what we're doing on the field.
All right, first down and 10, West Texas, left to right, trailing 7-0, 3:34 to play first quarter. They'll scrimmage from the 20-yard line. Three receivers left for Dustin Vaughn, who on first down will take the snap, throw slant right. That's going to be caught on the ground at the 29-yard line by Anthony Johnson. So a rolling catch of about 8 yards right there. A little cushion for Johnson as he makes the catch on the slant. And it'll be second down and short now for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, a little surprised Billy Aikens wasn't playing up a little bit more in that receiver. That was one of the matchups we talked about in the pregame. Was our DBs matching up with their wide receivers and if they're going to jam them up on the line or not.
Second down and short. Vaughn takes it, and they'll throw over here to the near side and caught out of bounds to the 35-yard line. That is Trevor Hammergren. He is a senior out of Aztec, New Mexico. Makes his 17th catch of the season. Another short little pass for Vaughn, and it'll be first down at the 35-yard line.
It'll be important here for the defense to keep that momentum up that they had going on the last series, maybe get a little bit more pressure on Vaughn.
From the 35, first down, and it's Harris up the middle. He's got a little seam this time, and he'll rumble his way out to the 43-yard line. Billy Aikens coming over in support to help make the tackle. Gain of 7 on first down for Aaron Harris.
Yeah, you could tell that West Texas A&M likes to move the ball quickly, and they don't really huddle. They call the plays at the line of scrimmage and do the hurry-up offense, and hopefully it doesn't get the Panthers back on their heels on defense.
Second down and 3. 2 in the backfield this time. Vaughn will turn and give to runner back coming over here to the near side. Panthers have got it strung out. And on the carry that time, that is Jaron Roan. Makes the run. And he barely got back to the line of scrimmage to the 42. So it'll be third down and 3 now coming up for West Texas.
Yeah, big down for the Ohio Dominican defense. Get a stop here and maybe get the ball back with a little bit better field position than the last time. But they're really going to have to clamp down here because they're moving the ball pretty quickly. West Texas A&M is. They started out on the 20-yard line and they're already out to the 42. And it seems like they just got the ball.
Two to play here in the first quarter. Panthers lead 7-0. Hammergren in motion becoming an H-back. Play action pass. And what do we got? Movement here. A false start's going to go against West Texas. So third and 3 just became third and 8.
Yeah, it looked like Vaughn, they were running that little reverse play, and Vaughn kind of jumped a little bit early, I think, and got called for it.
The officiating crew is out of the Missouri Intercollegiate Athletic Association, the MIAA, and Greg Helzer is the head referee here today. Third down and eight. Football back at the 37-yard line. Panthers showing a little blitz off the corner right now with Dwayne Clemens on the edge. And they're coming from every angle, and Vaughn's going to be hit and dropped back at the 28-yard line.
Cody Culbertson.
Harris on one side, Culbertson on the other side. Boy, and I was even watching Brad McCurdy. The safety was creeping up, so I knew he was going to be in coverage somewhere. And a sack back to the 29-yard line will have them have to punt the football away.
And the whole thing that set that up, Todd, was that false start play. I don't think you run that play on third and three, but the fact that they got the 5-yard penalty, pinned it back third and long, was able to set up that blitz.
And the punt is away by Van Boris. Bell takes it back at his own 27-yard line to his right. Pass a couple of tacklers, 40, and out to the 46-yard line. Nice return for Justin Bell, who had plenty of returns in the first half of the season. Then they quit kicking it to him in the second half of the season. And West Texas feels they can cover. They didn't there. And a good return for Justin Bell out to the 46-yard line. And the Panthers will have it first down and 10 with 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
And the Panthers have it because of the will of the defense there on that last series. West Texas A&M came out. They got a couple quick plays, got big chunks of yards, and the Panthers defense was able to clamp down a little bit and, again, throw them out of their rhythm. They had the false start, got the sack, and then got the pressure on third down and long, and they forced them into a punt. And see, the offense can put together another drive like the opening series on offense and try to get some more points here towards the end of the first quarter.
The Buffaloes have scored 143 first quarter points this year. They have nothing today. The Panthers have only allowed 27 first quarter points. They right now lead 7-0. First down from the 46, going right to left. And Miller fumbles the snap, runs back to the 35. Now we'll just chuck it downfield, and it's incomplete. That ended up, that was probably a good thing that it was a pass play. It was supposed to be a play fake. And Miller was able to throw that with no lineman downfield and didn't lose anything. Boy, we haven't seen that all year.
That was strange. And it's a good thing that the DBs weren't turned around on it, because he threw them right at some West Texas A&M players, and it was kind of risky, risking an interception there.
Second down and 10, back to the ground for Nichols. He's got room to midfield to the West Texas 47-yard line. That's going to be a 9-yard gain. They actually spot him at the 45. So 9 on the play for Nichols. What a big play that is on second down and 10.
Yeah. Nice job by Nichols to get up the gut and get the extra yards. It did look like they got him back here about the 47, but they're going to spot it here at the 45. It'll be third and short, and chance to set up another first down here.
And the Panthers will have to run another play. Play clock is 1 second short, so they'll run one more play here in the third quarter. They'll go to a bigger formation now. Weeks in the backfield is an H-back. Nichols to the right of Miller. They give to Nichols, trying to get to his left, hit in the backfield, and tackled for a loss. They got some good pressure up front that time and was able to make the stop behind the line of scrimmage. Brian Johnson was in there. LePere Wilrich was in there. And that will do it for our first quarter of play. So the Panthers will have 4th and 3 from the West Texas 47 when we come back. Timeout on the field. 7-0 Ohio Dominican after one quarter of play here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Another score update for you, this time from Super Regional 2. Right now, Carson Newman leading number one seed Lenoir Rhine 20-10. They have just gotten things started in the third quarter. It's been a good day for Carson Newman quarterback DeAndre Thomas. He has a passing touchdown as well as a rushing touchdown in this game. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. And after one quarter of play, total offense right now, 116 for Ohio Dominican and 60 for West Texas. Panthers ran 19 plays, and the Buffaloes ran 15 plays. Time of possession is virtually even. But what is important right now, West Texas 0 for 3 on third down conversions. And that kind of stalled a couple of their drives in the first quarter. Panthers have sent the punting unit out onto the field on fourth down and 3 from the West Texas 47-yard line. Snyder will be inside his own 40. And Jeremy Watson is back to receive. He's standing at his own 15. On 37 kicks this year, Snyder put 17 of them inside the 20. This one will be as well, as Watson will fair catch it at the 15-yard line. So ODU scores on its initial possession. They go up 7-0. Last two have stalled. And now it's the defense back out there on the field as West Texas will take over for the first time going from our right to our left.
Yeah, nice job by the defense there in the first quarter. And able to get some stops, as you mentioned, 0-for-3 on third downs. That's huge, and thanks in large part to the pressure that our defensive line is getting on Vaughn there and some of their own mistakes out there with some delay of game penalties and false start penalty that kind of pinned them back in third and long situations.
Vaughn, 7 out of 9 to start the game today. We'll take it from his own 10 out of the shotgun. Throws right, caught at the 18-yard line by Slaughter, and then tackled immediately by Warren Shields, Panther linebacker. Almost 9 tackles a game. He had 4 sacks, was a first-team All-GLIAC representative for ODU. It'll be a gain of about 4 or 5 on first down on the pass to Slaughter.
Yeah, it looks like West Texas A&M is slowing down the tempo a little bit here on this drive and not getting right to the line like they were in the first quarter.
Two receivers left for Vaughn, who will turn and hand it off. And the run up the middle, out to around the 24. And the officials aren't blowing the whistles yet. And that allows him to get to the 25-yard line. If that is Aaron Harris, I want to let him unpile. And I didn't think so. That is Jeremy Aldridge, their backup running back, sophomore out of Dallas, Texas. Over 430 yards on the season and 6 touchdowns. He had 54 yards last week, a season high against Indianapolis. And because that pile was allowed to extend to move forward, he got the first down. So it'll be from the 25 now, first down and 10 for West Texas A&M.
It's kind of like a late whistle. Let that pile move forward a little longer than normal.
Vaughn out of the gun, takes it, quick throw left, Slaughter's got it, and then tackled immediately. Forward progress will be out over the 30-yard line, but again, Warren Shields comes flying in to make the tackle.
Yeah, so far what this West Texas A&M team is doing, Todd, is they're getting 4 and 5 yard chunks at a time, and I think the defense is going to need to key in on that because they're getting in these second and short situations, and that makes it tough because they're converting on those. Now, when we get them in third and long, they're not, but second and short is kind of a tough situation for your defense to be in on each drive.
Ball is on the ground. Aldridge falls on it. It will hand off between quarterback and running back, and I think that one was on the quarterback, Vaughn, because as soon as it was recovered, I watched Vaughn, and he was kind of rubbing his hands together like, that ball just slipped right out of my hand. So there you see another play where they kind of self-destruct.
Yep.
No gain. It'll be third down and 5. What was interesting, they fumbled 4 times last week against UIndy. Didn't lose one of them.
Didn't lose one.
Third down from the 30 now. They will have to get to the 35.
Yeah, big play again, third and 5. I would imagine that we'd see Harris and Omame come around the edge again.
Panthers creeping up at the line of scrimmage. They're coming again. Vaughn, quick throw left, incomplete. Slaughter dropped it again. Justin Bell was there on the coverage, and Matt, I don't think even if he catches it, he would have had a first down.
No, it would have been well short of the first down. They needed about the 35 for the first down. That was at about the 33, I would say. And nice job by the defense. They brought the house again.
Mm-hmm.
They had the linebackers up on the line. They had 8 in the box, and that's about what you could expect so far from what we've seen today with those third down and mid-range to long-range situations is the defense is going to put some pressure on their quarterback.
Panthers coming after it again, and to kick a low line drive that'll bounce right to Bell from his 23, looking at 2 defenders, and he's going to be wrapped up and dropped around the 27-yard line. The pile comes all the way back, but the forward progress will be the 27. We've got a timeout on the field with 12:32 to play here in the second quarter from Panther Field. It's Ohio Dominican 7, West Texas A&M nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios, another score update from Super Regional 2, North Alabama at UNC Pembroke, and a touchdown by North Alabama. 5-yard pass from Jason Smith, or to Jason Smith from Luke Wingo, gives North Alabama a 17-13 lead over UNC Pembroke with 7:02 to play in the third quarter. Back out to Panther Field, let's rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
7-0 Panthers have the lead here. 12:32 to play first quarter from, or second quarter from Panther Field. I'm not sure I know what quarter it is right now. Where are we?
What day is it?
It is definitely Saturday.
You got the turkey hangover.
Good Thanksgiving?
Not bad.
How are the Beltons? From the 27, inside jokes on radio are wonderful. Mark Nichols back out there at running back. McLeod, Johnson, Williams, the receivers. Panthers have it leading 7-0 from their own 27, now going left to right into the sun for the first time. And Nichols will get the carry and runs right up into the hole. Line again will push forward, much like on the other side. No whistles, so the forward progress comes all the way out to the 30. LePere Wilrich, by the way, he's a big dude. Listed 6'1", 291, redshirt freshman. Man, he looks a lot bigger than that as Mark Nichols kind of was lost in the line when Wilrich got a hold of him there.
Yeah, had 8.5 tackles for a loss this year and 2.5 sacks, so he gets pretty good pressure there on offenses and their backfields, and kind of a hard guy to block.
Second down and 7 from the 30-yard line now for the Panthers offense. West Texas showing a little blitz right now as Miller takes it. He's looking left, now looking back right, pressured, throws up into the air. McLeod made the catch, but he's out of bounds. Ball kind of hung up, and Ronald couldn't stay in bounds. And the incomplete pass will now make it third down as Chris Caesar was in there on the coverage that time, a sophomore out of Bryan, Texas.
Kind of a risky pass on Mark Miller's end. Was getting the pressure there in the backfield, trying to not get sacked and lose yardage, and just kind of threw a jump ball. He's lucky that the coverage was a little bit out further, that he didn't get intercepted.
Panthers need the 37 for a first down, and the offensive line moves again. That's going to be on Gian Selman this time, senior from Gahanna. So that'll back him up 5 yards. So third and 7 just became third down and 12.
You know, our defense is doing a great job today, but they can only do so much. This offense really needs to get it together and hopefully get some more points on the board to be a lot more comfortable up 2 scores than 1.
From the 25, third down now. 2 receivers to the left, the wide side for Mark Miller with McLeod over here on the near side. Miller takes the shotgun snap, being pressured, rolls to his left. He will throw for Casey Williams. He's made the catch, but far from the first down. He'll be at the 29-yard line. That'll only be a gain of 4, and it'll be fourth down and 9, and the Panthers will punt the football away again.
Not only that, the punt set West Texas A&M up with some pretty good field position.
Snyder back at his own 15. Will punt for the third time now today as Jeremy Watson will be back at his own 30. West Texas got a little bit of pressure last time on the punt. See if they come again. Fourth down from the 30-yard line. Good snap back by Tyler Hayes. They set up a return and into the wind. This punt will bounce at the 50, roll up past the 40, and roll to the 35. A good roll by for Snyder, and it'll be West Texas football back near the 35-yard line. They will have it with 10:57 to play now in the second quarter, and they trail by a score of 7-0.
Yeah, it's interesting. We saw the offense come out on their first offensive series and march right down the field and get the end zone, but it's kind of been quite lackluster since then. They haven't been able to move the ball much, and you know, got disrupted a little bit on that last offensive series with the pressure that West Texas A&M was bringing, and they kind of need to get it together. Again, I point to the fact that Brandon Schoen hasn't seen the field yet, so they haven't been able to mix up the run game like they have been doing all season.
From the 35, it'll be from the 34, it'll be first down and 10. And on first down, it's Ulrich, the handoff up the middle this time, and the running back will work his way to around the 38-yard line. I think it's called playoff football. That's not going to be easy, is it?
No. We're going to have to fight for every yard point. And so far, that has been the case.
Gain of four, second down and six now. Two receivers over here, one to the far side. That's the short side of the field here for the Buffaloes, going right to left. Second down and six is Vaughn out of the pistol formation. Now we'll step up. Haven't seen him check out too much. Now he'll reset himself with still 10 on the play clock. He'll take the shotgun snap, gives to Aldridge again, little hole on the left side. Panthers will meet him at the 41 and bring him down there. Gain of three. It'll be third and three now coming up for West Texas.
Another third down situation for our Panthers defense. You know, it's kind of interesting to see them run the ball two times in a row on this series. Maybe they're seeing us exploit some of their passing game a little bit on defense, but they got the first two carries, a third and short situation, another big down for the Panthers defense.
Fans trying to make some noise here on third down, a trio of receivers to this near side, one to the right. They need the 44 for a first down. Vaughn takes the snap. Panthers coming again, throw near side. It'll be caught first down out of bounds, 47-yard line, as it was caught by Roan. Brad McCurdy just a tad late getting over, but a good adjustment that time by Vaughn to knowing the Panthers have been bringing pressure on third and short as of late to find the open man.
Yeah, they run that little out pattern out here to the flat and was able to get the first down by about 1 yard, I would say, and get a fresh set of downs here with the defense resetting here up on the defensive line.
They've been able to get an initial first down,
yeah,
but they haven't had a sustained drive as of yet. From their own 46, first down and 10. And Vaughn back to the air. A little deeper ball this time, and it's going to be incomplete. Oh, my. Almost caught by Torrance Allen. Billy Akins might have got a fingertip on that partner that kind of redirected it, and Allen couldn't make the catch.
I think he did, Todd. And that pass looked like it might have been a little bit behind him.
Yeah.
And Billy Akins was right there, got a hand on it, and was able to disrupted a little bit. Torrance Allen with another drop. Of course, he was the one that had the 15 catches last week, and I believe he doesn't have one yet today. Maybe he's got one, but nice job by Akins there on defense.
Second down and 10. Inverted wishbone in the backfield out of the pistol. Vaughn throws to Allen. Got the catch to 45 and tackled right there by Dominic Clegg. That is one thing, partner, we have seen all year long is the Panthers tackle as well as anybody, and Dominic Clegg on their top receiver, Torrance Allen, held him to a yard.
Yeah, you know it's a focus on defense is proper tackling and wrapping up and not trying to throw shoulders and bounce off of players. And they do a lot of good, they do a really good job on getting players down on the first initial contact.
All right, let's see what defensive coordinator Kelly Cummings has got dialed up on third and nine. They need the ODU 44 for a first down. Vaughn takes the snap. No pressure this time. He's got time to throw. Allen's got the catch, but well short of the first down. Daquan Harris with the coverage at the 46. It'll be fourth and two for West Texas.
Yeah, that might have thrown West Texas A&M's offense off a little bit because they're used to seeing that heavy pressure on third down and log situations so far. They kind of dropped it back a little bit, maybe a little bit of a prevent defense, and what they did was prevent the first down. So the Buffaloes have to bring out the punting unit now and kick it back away to us.
Fourth and two. Panthers in a little safety punt team here, making sure this is not a fake. Van Boris will take it, sends it skyward. Justin Bell will run away from it. It'll bounce at the five and curl towards the end zone and go into the end zone. Thank heaven.
That was close.
Timeout on the field. 7:54 to play, second quarter. It's still Ohio Dominican 7, West Texas A&M nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Another score update from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A very surprising score. 6-seeded St. Cloud State leading 2nd-seeded Minnesota State 20-7 with 10:38 to go in the second quarter. Although Minnesota State Mankato is a 2-seed in the tournament, they finished number one overall in the regular season AP poll before we started the tournament. If St. Cloud State is able to win that game, that would be a major upset. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, good job keeping us updated on what's going on in NCAA Division II football today. You know, you like to get that first round bye, but everybody always says, well, is it better to just play or to have that bye? Well, last year in the tournament, the teams that had the bye, the 8 seeds that got the bye, were 5-3. Mm-hmm. So three of them, it didn't work out real well, and one of them was Ashland, who West Texas beat a year ago up the road past Grandpa's Cheese Barn. First down from the 20-yard line. Panthers have it. 7:54 to play first half. Miller play action rolls. Hey, there's Nate Weeks open. 20, 25, cuts back, 30. He's out to the 35-yard line. He wears 82. He's making like Ozzie Newsome today. That's 15 yards and a first down, and we've got a down Buffalo on the play as well, but the third catch of the day for Nate Weeks.
Yeah, nice job by Nate Weeks. They had that little rollout bootleg that they hit a couple times earlier here in the game, and I'll tell you, Todd, with the way this game is going right now, this drive is really important for the Ohio Dominican offense to get something going. Up 7-0 here with 7:46 left in the half. It's would be a whole lot nicer to be going into halftime with a 2-score lead instead of just one. And unfortunately, they haven't been able to put anything together on offense since that first scoring drive early in the first quarter. And nice play there on first down to get a long first down and get out to the 35.
I believe it's Kyle Voss, their senior linebacker, who has played a big role for them that was banged up on the play. So he will walk off, and it'll be first down for the Panthers here at the 35-yard line. First down and 10 from the 35-yard line. And Miller, with time, will throw. And lots of flags are out as well. And the pass is incomplete as Ronald McLeod was held downfield.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on that play, Todd. But Miller just kind of threw up an air ball. And it's looking like it'll be pass interference on West Texas A&M, which is a good thing.
Yeah, holding
downfield, yeah.
It's in the air, it's pass interference. If it's before the throw, it's a hold. So that's an automatic first down for the Panthers.
Yeah, I got a little nervous there on that pass from Miller. Just threw it straight up in the air, kind of floated, and there was no one around it. Dangerous pass to throw in that secondary.
All right, first down now from the 40. West Texas wasn't set defensively. They hand to Nichols. Oh. Hurdles over one and is out to the 49.
Oh, he's hurt.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. It's the left arm of Nichols. Oh, no. The way he came down on the elbow or the hand and the way he reacted afterwards, that is the worst possible scenario right now for ODU in the running back situation, is to have Mark Nichols go down.
It looked like it was some kind of left elbow injury or something, the way he came down, and he is in some certain pain down there, quivering around on the field.
Mark Nichols, who was injured throughout his career here at Ohio Dominican, was able to come back for another year here at ODU and has just been such an unbelievable impact player for Ohio Dominican this year. 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns. And the good news is they've already helped him to his feet, but they're keeping that left arm completely extended right now, as they will slowly and gingerly bring him over to the sidelines. Well, we hadn't seen Brandon Schoen yet. He's got a cast on the right hand after an apparent broken thumb injury that he suffered at Malone. And he will come out for the first time now. So it will rely on he and Ronnell Spates as the available running backs now for ODU. After a gain of four for Nichols, it'll be second down from the 49-yard line. Play action pass. Rolling left. Miller's going to throw, looking for Abe Johnson on the far side, and he overshoots him out of bounds. Well, one thing West Texas is getting done, partner, they're getting some pressure on Miller without having to bring anybody, and that's forcing Mark to have to make some early throws that he normally wouldn't want to make, and now it'll be third down and six.
Yeah, which is interesting because the first few series we didn't see that pressure, and then we saw it on the last one, and we're seeing it again now.
Third down from the 49. They need the West Texas 45 for a first down. Johnson and Williams left. McLeod over here to the near side. Now McLeod will shift out a little bit further to the right. Ball right hash mark. Miller takes it, throws left. He's got McKnight, and he dropped it. That was actually Nick McKnight over on the far side, and Miller threw a perfect ball, and I think for the first play that McKnight had been out there today, and he dropped it.
Yeah, and I think the more interesting thing about that was is we ran two plays and didn't run the ball, and that was because Mark Nichols got injured on that series, and Brandon Schoen was in there with the cast on his hand. So kind of a disappointing turn of events there after a drive that looked like was going to be pretty good.
So fourth down, Snyder back out to punt again. And he will send this one airborne. Much better kick this time. This will drive Watson back. Ooh, he catches it with his hands at the 10, and then four Panthers are there to bang it. Ball came out. Daquan Harris fell on it. Are they going to give it to ODU or stay with down? Oh, they stay with down. Oh, boy, oh, boy. The ball popped out, but unable to tell if he was down or not. The official said he was at the 14-yard line, and it'll be West Texas football.
Oh, that was close.
So it'll be West Texas coming onto the field now offensively, trailing 7-0, ball at the 14-yard line now. And this Buffalo offense so far in nearly 35 minutes of play have been held out of the end zone. Ball back at the 14, first down and 10 for Vaughn with two receivers to either side. He'll hand it off to Aldridge on first down, slides to his right, and he'll bang his way out over the 20 and pick up six on first down. The little duo of Harris and Aldridge have been a nice little 1-2 punch for them, picking up 4 and 5 yards of play.
I would call them slippery. Just when you think they're getting met at the line of scrimmage, they rumble forward for a few extra yards and get those big chunks of yards on first and second down.
Bond, quick throw right, and it is caught for a first down. Down immediately on the play. We got a 14. There we go. Jace Jackson makes his first catch for the day. Senior out of Sulphur Springs, Tennessee. Texas, I should say. And it'll be first down from the 27-yard line.
Jackson had 8 catches last week for 65 yards and a touchdown against Indianapolis.
Vaughn on first down will take the snap. Panthers rush 4, throws to his right, and it is caught. Johnson out of bounds at the 38-yard line. So Anthony Johnson will make the catch. That'll be a gain of 11 and a first down. So they get 2 first downs now on this drive.
There's 6 minutes left in the half. They want blood. They want to get in that end zone and try to tie it up going into the half.
First down and 10. Football back to the 38-yard line. Vaughn will take the snap. Looks to his right, throws out of the backfield, and Aldridge has the catch. Down the sideline and out of bounds, back at the 48-yard line is where he stepped out on the West Texas sideline. That'll be a gain of 10, and by far the best-looking possession here for West Texas.
It was a good thing he did step out of bounds, too, because he had nothing but daylight out in front of him.
First down and 10 now for the Buffaloes. They trail 7-0 here in the second quarter, clock down to 5:40 to play here in the first half. ODU scored on its opening possession, but it has been stagnant since. First down and 10 from the 48. Vaughn will send Roan out of the back, or Watson out of the backfield. So it's empty backfield, quick throw right, caught. Akins will make the tackle on Johnson at the 45-yard line of Ohio Dominican. That'll be a gain of 7 on first down. And right now, Vaughn had a little bit of a rhythm on these short little passes.
Yeah, and they're moving the ball. They're going with a hurry-up offense. It almost kind of feels like a 2-minute offense like they like to run in the NFL. They're getting right to the line of the scrimmage and snapping the ball quickly and got the defense a little bit back on their heels.
Second down and 2 after the gain of 8. Again, Watson vacates the backfield. Vaughn dumps it back to the left. It's dropped by Watson. Oh, what a nice little play design. And Watson just dropped the football.
Yeah, got some nice pressure from our defensive line up there. Mason Sawicki was right up in his face, and I don't think he expected it. Kind of had to dump the ball down, throw it downward because the receiver was so short, and I think that's a lot shorter than he is. He's pretty tall, and I think that's kind of what threw him off.
So they'll put two in the backfield here out of the shotgun on third down and two. Vaughn now will step up, checks with the line, still 12 on the play clock. Now Vaughn will set a man in motion, so it's a single back Aldridge. They give it to him. He's got the first down, tripped up to the 40-yard line. Could have been a lot bigger gain, but somebody got a hold of his leg and brought him down. It might have been Omame. And another first down run, new set of downs for the Buffaloes. Dominic Clegg will hobble off the field after that first down run for Jeremy Aldridge. And Vaughn from the 40-yard line of Ohio Dominican takes the snap. Surveys, fake pump, now we'll throw, and Jackson's got the catch at the 30-yard line. Chase Jackson will make the catch, go to Culbertson the tackle after a gain of 9. It'll be second down.
Cindy Omame with a little bit of pressure off the edge there on the right side, and just was protected too well out there in the pocket, and wasn't able to get close to Vaughn and try to get the sack.
Second down and one now. Vaughn, two receivers to either side, to the Panther 30. He will take the snap, looking right, throws, and another rolling catch for a first down at the 29-yard line. That's a two-yard pass play, but it gets him the first down as another catch by Jace Jackson. Clock stops momentarily with 3:56 to play here in the first half. West Texas trailing 7-0. Now Vaughn, with Aldridge behind him, takes the shotgun snap. Looking to his right, now will throw downfield, and is it caught by Aldridge? It is. Spinning catch down at the 25-yard line. It almost hit the helmet of Warren Shields. That's a pickup of 15 and a first down.
Yeah, he couldn't throw that ball any better, Vaughn. Couldn't even throw it right over the shoulder. Like you said, almost hit Warren Shields right in the head.
First down from the Panther 15. They hand it off Aldridge, and he'll work his way through the line for a couple. And maybe a little more than a couple. It looks like he got about four. It'll be second down and six now, as for the first time today, West Texas has gotten into the red zone. They were 92% on the season, scoring 51 touchdowns out of their 66 scores. Second down and six now from the Panther 11-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Aldridge will line up behind Vaughn. And Vaughn, quick little throw over the middle. It is caught by Johnson inside the five. It'll be first and goal, West Texas. You don't see a lot of those little bubble screens at the red zone, but that was effective over the middle.
Yeah, for some big yards, putting them in good position to get in the end zone. And, still got all our timeouts left. Might be a good time to use one.
Under three to play now in the first half. West Texas trying to march in for a tying score. It'll be Aldridge on first and goal. Met at the line. They won't let him go. It'll be a no gain on first down for Jeremy Aldridge. So it'll be second and goal from around the 2-yard line. Now Vaughn will have Aldridge behind him with Allen and Roan to the left, Johnson to the right, tight end Jackson is left on second down and goal. Vaughn will throw, looking left, now looks back right into the end zone, touchdown. West Texas short touchdown pass play, and they are a point after from tying it up. And I believe it ended up being Anthony Johnson on the touchdown reception.
Nice drive by West Texas A&M there to kind of march down the field and get on the board, unfortunately, to get, like you said, a point away from tying the game here.
Sergio Castillo will come on for the extra point. It is up, and it is good. 2:14 to play now in the first half, and quite a different feel than it was a little while ago. 7-7 our score now. Panthers have now lost their top running back, Mark Nichols, for the rest of the day. And so it's go to the drawing board now and try and dial something up here offensively. Try and get some of that confidence back that seemingly has been lost for the moment.
Yeah, and got plenty of time to do it here with the 2:14 left in the first half, but you could kind of feel the mood change in the stadium when Mark Nichols went down after that, and they carted him back to the locker room, and here we are with close to the halftime with getting the ball back. It'd be nice to put together a nice drive. We had a nice drive going until he got injured, and try to get some points on the board. Doesn't necessarily have to be a touchdown. We got all the confidence in the world in Brent Wally, our place kicker, but it would be nice to break this tie going into the half, especially because the Panthers get the ball back in the second half.
14 plays, 86 yards in 4.5 minutes for West Texas, and Anthony Johnson's 3-yard touchdown pass from Dustin Vaughn will tie the game at 7 for Vaughn. Touchdown pass 46 for Johnson, reception number 11. And boy, now the total offense is about 40 yards in favor of West Texas, and Matt, more importantly, the time of possession now, 17:52 to 9:54. Panthers have barely possessed the ball here in this second quarter. Maybe that's a part of the reason for the offensive display there by West Texas.
Yeah.
Defense has just been out there a while, and now it's up to the offense to, at the very least, try and get them some yardage here. Panthers now have also lost their top kick returner in Mark Nichols, but Abe Johnson is also extremely capable, and he'll be back lined up ready to take this kickoff. And it is sent, and this is going to be a touchback, and that's not out of the ordinary for the kicker, Kevin Van Voorhis. He had 106 kicks, and almost a half of them were touchbacks this season. So Panthers will scrimmage from the 25, 2:14 to play, all three timeouts, and a tie score at 7 here in our second quarter.
I was like just talking about getting a drive together here. The offense needs to settle down a little bit, and you know, they did lose their senior leader there out there with Mark Nichols, but Brandon Schoen's more than capable, and we've got quite the offense out there, and it's just a matter of protecting the ball and getting down the field and hopefully getting some points out of it.
First down and 10 from the 25-yard line. Nichols will open up in a, or a bigger part, Miller will open up with an empty backfield, but now Schoen comes in motion. They play fake to him. Mark looking downfield. Oh, he had an open Ronald McLeod who vacated the area. Looked like Ronald sat down. Ball wasn't coming his way, so he took off downfield, and Mark had just let go of it. That's too bad. That would have been a big play.
Yeah, big. It would have been a big gain, had him wide open, and I think you're right. He was checking down, and McLeod didn't see it and changed the route up, and a little bit of miscommunication is what they like to call that.
Second down and 10 now, football at the 25-yard line. It'll be Brandon Schoen behind Mark Miller. We'll get his first carry. He'll sweep to the left, turns up field. Nice run, 30, and down to the 32-yard line. Gain of 7 on that play, so now you're looking at third down and 3 for the Panther offense.
And stops the clock by running out of bounds. I think everybody in here was holding their breath with Brandon Schoen getting his first carry, but we've seen that from him all year, stretch it out to the sideline and get that extra burst and get big chunks of yards.
This is a big third down play right now for ODU. Third down and 3. They have to get to the 35. It'll be Brandon Schoen up the middle. He's going to rumble but be short by a yard of the first down. Got up into the hole and looked like he had a seam, and all of a sudden was leveled on the play. And West Texas is going to use a timeout here with 1:49 to go, and the Panthers a yard short of the first down. Boy, it looked like he had a hole there, and it just went away.
Yeah, and this is exactly what the Panthers didn't want to do on this possession, is to go 3 and out and give the ball back to West Texas A&M with 1:49 left and pretty good field position, especially coming off of that last scoring drive that they just put together. And, you know, that's tough, man. That's tough, tough going, and I'm sure that they're just looking forward to get to the halftime and kind of hit the reset button at this point.
Halftime will be 5 minutes shorter than our ordinary GLIAC halftimes, ordinarily 25 minutes, just 20 minutes today. So the punting unit will come back out, and Jeremy Watson will have it back near the 30, got away with almost coughing it up. Boy, remember that? He fumbled that punt, and they ruled him down. Fourth and less than a yard. Good snap by Hayes. No pressure. And Snyder, good punt. Good hang time. Watson will come up on it at the 30 and be tackled immediately. So forward progress, I think, will give them the 31-yard line. We'll have to wait and see. 1:39 to go. Actually, they're going to spot it back at the 26.
Yeah.
So they'll put it down right there. So two timeouts for West Texas A&M. And a tie score right now. And let's see if the Panther defense can dial it back up to where it was throughout much of that first half prior to that last drive.
How nice would a turnover be right now?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Panthers will have four on the down line here with DeAndre Harrison, Sidney Omame, the defensive ends. Culbertson dancing around near the line of scrimmage right now. They've got three receivers to the right on first down and 10 from the 26-yard line. Vaughn will take the snap. Quick throw over here to the left. Caught by Torrence Allen and a great tackle by, is that Harris? It is.
Yeah.
It's a 32, and boy, it's a good thing. Gain of six, but boy, that would have been a big play if Harris doesn't make that tackle.
Yeah, nice little shoestring tackle by Harrison. As you said, Todd, that would have been a huge gain. That could have been a game changer going into the half.
Yeah, gain of actually seven. Three receivers near side this time on the short side of the field for Vaughn. He'll take, hand it off up the middle. Aldridge has got the first down, tripped up by Culbertson. Gain of four, first down at the 38-yard line. Clock stops momentarily with 1:09 to play in the half. So first down and 10 from the 37. West Texas going right to left. Vaughn will take the snap. Quick throw over to the middle. Ball deflected up into the air. Allen actually made the catch, landing on top of his own man. One of the Panther defensive linemen got a fingertip on it. Oh, that would have been so big. Gain of five on the play. And on second down, Vaughn quickly takes the snap. Panthers are coming. He throws over the middle. It's going to be caught. Ball comes out. It's on the ground, and Allen, I think, fell on it. Oh, boy. Would have been right at the first down marker, but then when he was hit, he fumbled it, and that ball just laid right there for him to go jump back on top of. And now West Texas takes a timeout with 29 seconds to go. Boy, back-to-back plays that almost worked out for the Panthers.
Yeah, when they talk about the ball bouncing your way, that's exactly what they're talking about. And he had that little funky pop-up catch there on the previous play, and then Johnson fumbles it there, and you know, unfortunately, the Panthers weren't able to come up with either one of them, but you got to credit the defense. They got West Texas A&M in third and long situation, third and five, and need to get a big stop here and try to get the ball back here with 30 seconds left in the half.
Coming up at halftime, we will have our Panther spotlight as Sports Information Director Scott Miles will sit down and talk with ODU women's head basketball coach Lindsey Warren, whose team is in Florida this weekend. Suffered a loss yesterday and will play at 3 o'clock today. But we'll have the conversation with Coach Warren about the women's season that is coming up. Charlie will have scores. We'll have stats. That's all coming up at halftime. 29 seconds to play. Second quarter. Game tied at 7. West Texas football at their own 42. And third and 5 is coming up. This time they'll have Aldridge in the backfield. Allen will come in motion into the backfield. He'll line up next to the quarterback now. And they'll play action pass. And Vaughn is hit and sacked back to the 35-yard line as DeAndre Harrison came free from the edge and was right in his face as soon as he turned the corner.
That's exactly what the doctor ordered. That's exactly what they needed on that play, was to drop them for a big loss, change this momentum a little bit. They'll be punting from the 35-yard line.
There's not going to be a punt. That's the end of the half.
Oh, there we go.
Time winding down. Nobody called a timeout. And that will end the first half. So a little bit of an emotional lift for the Panthers defense, Matt, heading into the locker room now after giving up the touchdown and a tie score at 7. So we're at halftime of our NCAA Division II playoff game. Panthers 7, Buffalo 7 to the studios in Charlie Danis.